WCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's cloudy, windy, and 67. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Monday, March 26th. News sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle. It's going to be warm and windy today, high about 80, with a chance for some showers and storms. Slight risk for severe weather for much of the area this evening. Could be some large hail with some of these storms that develop. Could be some locally heavy rainfall as well. Severe storm season is here. What are the predictions for volatile weather the next few months? The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
Springtime in Oklahoma means that severe weather season is upon us. Strong thunderstorms, tornadoes, dangerous lightning all threaten the Sooner State from time to time. Grady County Emergency Management Director Dale Thompson said the La Nina weather pattern could mean more severe storms than usual.
They kind of predicted April could be an above average month. May seems to be about normal.
Thompson said that now's a good time for families to plan what they will do should severe weather strike. He says to listen to frequent weather updates. However, he says many times people rely on outdoor warning sirens, which he says is only for people who are actually outdoors.
We get calls. I know all the municipalities get calls all the time. I can't hear the siren. It didn't go off. I'm in my house. I'm mad about it. They're not made, designed, or intended for you to hear in your home.
Thompson suggests families also pick up a NOAA weather radio, which broadcasts severe thunderstorm and tornado warnings. Thompson and his office will have a community preparedness day on Saturday, April 7th at the Chickasha Walmart. They'll be distributing information about severe storms and will help program NOAA weather radios. It's not known yet if Chickasha schools will be in session if a statewide teacher strike takes place next week, but state steps could be taken tonight to determine what will happen. The Chickasha Board of Education to decide on a proposal to give administrators approval to suspend classes if district teachers join a statewide walkout next week. It's one of several issues to be discussed in a special meeting of the school board tonight. The board will vote on whether to give the superintendent the authority to suspend classes if it's believed that student safety would be endangered by the lack of adequate staff to provide supervision to students. The panel is also expected to give the superintendent authority to determine if sporting events and other extracurricular activities will be held during the walkout. The school board may also approve a resolution supporting teachers and encouraging state lawmakers to find a dedicated source of revenue for teacher salaries. More cool news coming right up.
Red buds are blooming. The grass is turning green. It's a beautiful time of the year for some. For others with allergies, not so much. DeHart Air Conditioning can't stop your allergies, but they can give a little relief by containing the allergens in your home. Schedule an inspection of your current system and learn how the trained professionals at DeHart can help your comfort system help you be healthier this allergy season. DeHart Air Conditioning, 224-0184.
Quite a few motorcycle accidents over the weekend. A lot of riders and passengers injured. One of those happened on the H.A. Bailey Turnpike near Fletcher, sending the rider to the hospital. 28-year-old Walter Bannett of Oklahoma City westbound on the turnpike Saturday night when the Highway Patrol reports he may have been going too fast to take the exit at mile marker 82. Bannett hit a curb, rolled one time. He was last in fair condition, suffering arm and leg injuries. He was wearing his helmet. Students and teachers in Chickasha Public Schools get a big boost from the Chickasha Public School Foundation every year. This school year, the foundation provided $40,000 in grants to teachers. That was to teachers in every school and making sure the grants reach every student. Jen Jansen is director of the foundation. She says it's grown to a huge level in the 32 years that the foundation's been around.
We're a little more than $1.2 million. We stay about there. So with our interest that we make each year, and the percentage we use for our teacher grants each year, we're able to maintain it at about $1.2 million.
The foundation also issues three $1,500 scholarships to deserving Chickasha seniors. The foundation getting ready for its annual fundraising gala coming up on May 4th. Tickets are now on sale for $35 each. Many farmers and ranchers having to deal with the loss of crops and livestock because of feral hogs. Producers can get an update on the issue at a workshop in Caddo County next week. Joshua Gaskamp with the Noble Research Institute to talk about the issue at the Caddo, Kiowa Technology Center in Fort Cobb. The program next Thursday, April 5th, starting at 9:30 in the morning. You can register online at the Caddo, Kiowa Technology Center website, which is myckTC.com. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange starts the week at $65.88 a barrel. London-based Brent crude topped $70 last week, and it starts the week at $70.45 a barrel. Natural gas at $2.59 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,353. Silver, $16.61. Obituaries today include 81-year-old Marie Garrett of Tuttle. Funeral will be at 10:30 tomorrow morning at the Tuttle First Assembly of God. Arrangements are with Sevier Funeral Home of Tuttle. Our weather forecast, cloudy, windy, and warm today with a high of 80. Chance for some showers and storms much of the day with a better chance for storms this afternoon and tonight. And much of the area under a slight risk for severe weather. There could be some quarter-size hail, maybe some dangerous lightning, and some heavy rain with some of the storms if they develop. Right now, though, it's cloudy and 67. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
This was his old chair, the one he sat in to watch his favorite games. You think he's just in the backyard, raking up the last of the leaves, but the yard's empty, and you know it. It takes time to grieve the loss of family and friends. For 70 years and now three generations, Sevier Funeral Home has been guiding families through their losses, helping them gradually turn their sorrow into lasting memories of a loved one now gone. Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle.
In sports, the Chickasha High School baseball team put together a three-game winning streak over spring break, all of them away from home. They scored in double digits in all three wins, defeating Tecumseh 14-9 at Tecumseh last Thursday. Then Friday and Saturday, they went to Hera. Friday, they beat Sulphur 13-5. Saturday, they beat Poteau 10-3 in the Poteau victory. Austin Albright was the winning pitcher, throwing a complete game. Struck out seven, didn't walk anybody. The Chicks are now 6-8, and they are scheduled to play Cash out at Elliott Field this afternoon. It's a District 4A1 series today and tomorrow. They'll play at Chickasha today, Cash tomorrow if weather allows. Cash is 7-3 overall, 2-0 in district. They have two district wins over Anadarko. Chickasha 0-2 in district play after losses to Weatherford. The Grady County Softball Tournament scheduled to be played today out at the Chickasha Sports Complex. First round games, Ampo versus Ninicaw, Verdon versus Rush Springs, and Minko versus Union City. Dibble has a first round bye. All the games, as we mentioned, played at the Chickasha Sports Complex. The 8th-ranked USAO baseball team finished a weekend sweep of Sooner Athletic Conference foe Panhandle State University. With the wins, USAO improves to 24-4 overall, 11-1 in the conference. And that's good for a one-game lead over 18th-ranked Texas Wesleyan. The Drovers are scheduled to travel to Winfield, Kansas today to take on Southwestern Christian, a team they beat last week. And the 3rd-ranked USAO softball team swept a 4-game series from Panhandle State over the weekend to run their current win streak to 14 games. The Drovers now 28-1 overall, 13-1 in conference play, tied with Oklahoma City. The NCAA men's basketball tournament now down to the semifinals. Kansas and Villanova advanced with wins yesterday. Kansas went overtime to beat Duke 85-81. Villanova down Kansas State 71-59. Kansas and Villanova will face off in one semifinal in San Antonio Saturday night, while Michigan will take on the Cinderella story of the tournament, Loyola Chicago. And the Oklahoma City Thunder losing to Portland last night 108-105. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning, sponsored by Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle, DeHard Heating and Air Conditioning, and the First National Bank and Trust.